Do I need to repeat anything that I said prior to this moment? Thank you very much. We are fully honored to have Sheldon Wolfchild with us tonight, and he'll also be with us next week. And for those of you that are participating in the Bearing Witness Retreat, he will also be one of the ceremonial leaders at the Bearing Witness Retreat. So we're very fortunate to have these opportunities. Sheldon is a member of the Lower Sioux community. He was a former tribal chair of the Dakota Lower Sioux community. He is an actor and film producer. Tonight, we will be watching one of his films, Indian System, Causes of the War of 1862. Next week, we'll be watching The Doctrine of Discovery, Unmasking the Domination Code. These documentaries deal with truth-telling regarding the Native Nations' experience here in the United States in relationship to genocide and their resilience. So with that, I'd like to just introduce Sheldon to come forward, and thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, Madakiasi, Dakota Iya, Wichakpe, Wichaksha, Yumaki Apido, Yehani Washte. I said good day to all my relatives. And my Dakota name is Old Man Star. And I want to thank you for having me here tonight to present a film that has been a story of historical truth through our First Nations and peoples, and in particular our Dakota Nation here in Minnesota, the process of what happened prior to the War of 1862. And I did this because the War of 1862 actually started at Lower Sioux, where I was born and where all my family, my relatives were there during that time, prior to the war, during and after. And so it has affected me all my life, and eventually I was able to, through my research and my years, come back home and being involved in the film industry in Hollywood since 1971, and come back home in the late 90s, and I started to interview our elders so that we could keep their oral stories as they pass on, and we'll continue to have their stories. And so we come from an oral tradition, and we're also a very spirit. We believe in the spiritual connection of our earth and the Creator and all the universe, the Star Nation, Mother Earth. We are all related to that because of the Creator. And so we get our balance and understanding through that process of our natural understanding of all our relatives around us, the trees, the water, those that live in the water. All those are connected to our belief system. So that is our understanding, and we have positive and negative, and in a natural way, anyway, in our life. It's a part of our life. So we work in our ceremonies and everyday work, lives, I should say, that we use different medicines. Smudge, we smudge ourselves with sage or cedar or sweetgrass, and they all have a meaning. And it connects with our aura, our spirit. That is our balance. And so what we are dealing with, and all of you will be dealing with, is I'm sure you understood last week, I understand a relative had come and talked to you about the effects of the war. And so this is the story of the causes of the War of 1862. And through our research that we found out that what's very important to keep in mind when you watch this is that this war could have been prevented. And I do want to mention briefly, What could have prevented this war is a congressional act on July 5th of 1862 that Congress passed. And that act said, by proclamation, the United States president can, by proclamation, rescind the treaties of any tribe that may have a treaty. If they go to war against the United States, Abraham Lincoln can abrogate their treaties and remove them out of their wherever they live in the state. And so that was passed on July 5th, 1862, 6 months before the war. And our treaty agreement says that Congress and Washington, through our treaties, have to protect the Dakota people in the treaties, to tell them and warn them when these acts are passed. Well, we found out that when the act was passed, Governor Ramsey at the time, the Indian agent at Lower Sioux, Galbraith, our senators that represented Minnesota at that time, others, none of them went to our chiefs, Little Crow or the others, or our people, and said, this was just passed. If we know you're starving, we know we haven't given you the money for your land, but if you go to war, President Lincoln can remove you because you're a treaty tribe. Had our leaders been told that, the war would have never happened. So when you watch this film, think about why this war proceeded, the causes of it. It could have been prevented from that act by informing our people. And so it's very important to understand, why didn't our leaders tell our Dakota leaders? Why didn't they tell them at that time? And we as Dakota people understand that ultimately their goal was the land, and it's always been the case for 500 years. Land is always the most important thing to get. Once they got our Dakota land in Minnesota, then they could continue to get the land in South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, all of the Dakota territory. And then they could use this war, as they did, to publish in the newspapers, St. Paul Pioneer Press and others, that these are heathen savages and scalpers, and they're terrible. And that's what they did. And so by using that process, they knew that some of the settlers that lived in the areas where we lived, when they were killed, then they could use that to get the land and dehumanize the Dakota people even further. So that was their plan, of course, that we understand from Washington on down. The story will tell a lot of that. And so the process happened, and so we've been suffering ever since. Ever since, when we're dealing with, as I mentioned, you know, this is a process of genocide, religious prejudice, different things like that. And so our children suffer, and we're doing this for historical truth purposes for our children, so they can understand how it happened, so they're not going to feel guilty anymore. And so this is the purpose of myself and others doing this film of historical truth-telling, so that everybody can have a better understanding and make a different understanding of historical truth in this, especially in the state of Minnesota, what happened here. So with that, I can afterwards we can have question and answers if you'd like. And it's interesting. One last thing is, it's interesting for myself. We had a ceremony at our sacred site at Coldwater Springs. We have several sacred sites here. I'm from the Bede Wakantua Band, the Mittawakanen Band, and our origin here for our band, there's four bands in our Dakota, with our Dakota people: Mittawakanen, Wapakutes, the Sisituan, and Wahpeton. And so the Mittawakanen are the first people here, from our Mittawakanen people, from our creation. Then came the Wahpetons, the Sistitans, and in that process, Sistan, Wahpeton, Wapakute. So this is our origin area. So from the Mittewakanton Band, then ultimately as we populated from the beginning, we moved to different areas because of population. We had to take our sacred fire from here and move, and then they would move to a different location, set up the sacred fire, the hearth in the center of their village, and create another band, the Wapakute, which is we're down more south by, you know, Red Wing in that area. So that's how we did it, the population-wise. But we had to use the fire with all the knowledge of our oral understanding with that fire that kept our governance together and our spiritual understanding together. The fire is sacred for us. So that's how we did the process of spiritual understanding and governance through that way. So we are the first ones. We're here. These are our sacred site areas. And Bedote is the center of the earth where the rivers meet here. The Minnesota and the Mississippi meet. The center of the earth to the center of the universe. And we come from the constellation Orion from the beginning. So our spirit connection is in the star nation is Orion from the belt of Orion, those seven stars. So we connect in our belief system with the universe. The creator created the universe. And from that system, everything has life and goodness. So that's why when our earth was created, the sun, the moon, it all interconnects. Our sacredness of the water, all of that is connected to that. And so we respect the creator's creation and walk in that balance. Everything has a purpose. The wind has a purpose. Silence has a purpose. All of that is sacred to us. The water, the storms, the thunder, the lightning, everything is connected with life. And so we are our people from the beginning and understood that because the creator gave us a sacred pipe. It's called a chinupa. And the teachings are in that. It connects the earth to the universe, star nation, that sacred pipe. And the teachings come in that way. So there's a lot to say. I do have a 26-minute film on our creation story. That's my final documentary that I'm going to release. I'm still working on that, but perhaps sometime we can show that short creation story, what I'm talking about. And so that's the connection. And in dealing with what's coming up in November for all of you, you know, it's what you're about to see is you know, it's pretty, it's hard, but if we come from a good heart, as our elders say, in our way, in our prayers, the elder and spiritual leaders always say, pray from the heart, not from the mind. The creator understands if you're true, if you're honest from your heart, then the creator knows the energy, the spirit of that. The creator knows all around you, above and below. If you pray from the mind, then the creator knows what you're thinking. It's very simple. So come from a good way from the heart and in that balance you have to believe in what you're praying for in a good way and then walk in that way. And we use smudge and sage and sweetgrass, other things, elements like that to keep us strong, keep our spirit and energy protected and feel good and walk in that balance. So there's a reason for everything we do in our belief system. and that was brought to us since the beginning through our spiritual leaders. Men and women were equal in a spiritual understanding of our people. So with that, we can watch the film. And thank you very much. Midakiasi.
through their sacred history.